This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
Christ died to set us free from sin and from a long list of laws and regulations. He came to set us free. Not free to do whatever we want, for that would simply lead us back into slavery to our selfish desires. But thanks to Christ, we are now free and able to do what was impossible before, and that is to live unselfishly, to live in love. Those who appeal to their freedom so that they can have their own way or indulge their desires are simply falling back into sin. So we have to ask ourselves, are we using our freedom for ourselves, or are we doing it for others? Galatians chapter 5, beginning today in verse 1, Paul the Apostle wrote, "So Christ has made us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get all tied up again in the chains of slavery to Jewish laws and ceremonies." Now, Paul the Apostle, he began chapter 5 with one of the greatest verses in all of Scripture. It is a truth that we need to be reminded of every day, because when we forget this, you know, very bad things are going to happen. He says, stand firm. Don't be moved from the grace that redeemed us the day we were born again. After all, it was that grace that made us free, and to move away from it now, even just a little, is to again become entangled in the yoke of bondage. Yoke of bondage? Well, that's nice biblical language that means all tied up in slavery. And that's what trying to help God brings us. It brings us slavery, bondage, entanglement. And it can be so messy that you just may never find your way back out again. Let us be reminded at this point that Paul was not addressing unbelievers in this passage. Rather, he was addressing those who had already been converted, who had tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, quote unquote, as Hebrews 6:5 tells us. Paul was warning his brethren to not go back. You see, on this side of redemption, one would never think that such was even plausible. But the reality is that it happens all the time. I mean, it was happening there before Paul, and it happens all the time in our world too. Now, this retreat, if we can put it in such a way, usually comes at a rather slow creep. You know, we just start by helping God out a little bit. Or we start to think that we are doing pretty good, and even though we aren't perfect, but we're doing so much better now, and you know what? We're kind of special anyway. Look, it happens when we invest so much into church, into our service, into our morality, into religion and theology, and we invest so much in these things that we actually forget about Jesus, which is the source of these things. We forget that it was His grace that saved us. We forget about our first love. We aren't supposed to just believe free or think free. We are called to actually live free. Our world tells us that freedom comes from earning it, like the Marines or something, but our faith tells us that our freedom is simply given to us out of a great love and the great expense of one other, and that person being Jesus Christ. And just like our life in Him, it has to be more than just a belief. It has to be more than just a decision. Because being a Christian means we live for Him. And Christ calls us to live that life in freedom. You see, law commands, but it never enables. Grace, on the other hand, enables. It enables what the law demands. It actually gives man the ability, the power to live a life consistent with his position, and that happens through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit, and moreover, he rewards him for doing it. C.H. McIntosh, commentator, once wrote, "The law demands strength from one who has none, and curses him if he cannot display it. The gospel gives strength to one who has none, and blesses him in the exhibition of it." So don't be entangled again, the language says. That's an emphatic declaration, one that says we were once entangled and that we can be again. Paul was intensely passionate about this. He saw it as a very real danger. I mean, the bodies were stacking up, and I guess he had had enough. This year, in the United States, there'll literally be thousands of churches that will close their doors. Now, often, that occurs for the very issues that Paul is so passionate about here. So stand fast, Christian. Don't move. You're free. Stay free.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.